Good morning, saints, and shalom to every one of you. I believe we are all doing well, and we are fresh once again to this new day that God has given to us. Blessed be His holy and precious name. Coming back to the topic of what we have been dwelling on, interceding the Holy Ghost, we are in the last part of it today. We would love to recap all the things what we dwelled on. Interceding the Holy Ghost, we were first made to eat of the book. Eat of the book is actually where it made us to understand and give us that grace to sustain for this hour the wisdom, the knowledge. And further, we saw that how it made us a people to be full of wisdom and understanding and potential strength to overcome the end time apostasy. And we learned to take heed of various warnings that what Paul spoke about it. Then we also saw the next part was as we were able to discern the face of Israel, to acknowledge the prophecies that are being fulfilled in our times. And then later part we saw that how we as a bride tree being restored back to the original state. And this is what something God has favored us because we have been given the intercessor, the Holy Ghost, and interceding with the Holy Ghost, God gave us this wisdom to overcome, and we are surely the most blessed people that could be on the face of the earth today. And as we continue to intercede with the Holy Ghost, you know, today I would love to speak on God's foreknowledge. Now, God's foreknowledge, we see that God has predestinated us, you know, to be a part of this foreknowledge. I would love to read from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Having predestinated us according to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. My brothers and sisters, a greatest privilege is something that we must deeply understand, being accepted in the Beloved. There were no means, no chance, no any other way that we could ever be accepted in the Beloved. So, as God has given us the privilege, we also find it in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 29 to 30, it says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be confirmed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them also He glorified." We read in the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 8. It states about a book which is known as the Lamb's Book of Life and the names written therein. My brothers and sisters, God had foreknown each and every child who belonged to Him right from the foundation of the world. If we are truly the children of God, you and I are foreknown of God even before the stars or the moon and the entire universe. As Jesus plainly states, "All that the Father has given me will come to me, and none of them will be lost." The Bible says all things work together for them that love God, and that the footsteps of the righteous are ordained by the Lord. Surely we have to recognize ourselves today whether we are God's predestinated elect or we simply shake our heads in faith. My precious ones, we are able to understand how the fall of mankind came into existence. Did we know that it was God's permissive will for sin to come into the world? Strange, but it is very true. He permitted sin in order for him to display his great attributes of being a savior and a redeemer. He allowed Adam and Eve, our first parents, to be deceived by the serpent in order to make way for his great redemption plan. God himself wanted to be glorified. He could not have been glorified as a savior if there was nobody to be saved in the very first place. There had to be sinners first because he could ever display his attributes of being a savior in the same manner that he had to create sons and daughters in him. And you and I are first so that he could become a father. Man's existence and fall, therefore, made God both father and savior to us and a blessed redeemer too. Oh, glory be to God. We just thank him so mightily because of his great attributes. We even further see that he knew us from the very beginning, who will be saved and who will not be saved, or who will just simply go into perdition, but that all might come to repentance. He, being an infinite God, knew the end from the beginning, and therefore he knew who would accept and who would not accept the provided way of salvation. We sometimes think ultimately everyone may go to heaven, but the Bible doesn't teach us that. If he didn't, then he isn't God. He knew everything from the very beginning. That's the reason he is God. He makes no mistake. His works are perfect and he knows all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. Now remember, my brothers and sisters, as we intercede with the Holy Ghost, we acknowledge that Jesus, truly a Savior, just did not die for everyone. It says God sent Jesus Christ to die for the elect, to the ones who were chosen and called of God, the ones whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. They simply predestinated unto eternal life because they are created for that purpose. But the very rebellious ones, they are being predestinated unto eternal damnation because they are basically created for that purpose. Yes, through this, it might seem to be hard saying, but the scripture supports this truth. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus died for the very elect because the Lord says that Jesus Christ came into the world for one specific purpose, to save and to redeem those whom God foreknew who will be saved and not the rest of the world. Now remember John 17 verse 9 to 10 says, I pray not for the world, but for them which hath given me, for that they are mine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. To redeem, it simply means to take back what was originally God's own possession. Jesus as a redeemer was to take back only those who belonged originally to God, but were trapped in sin by the natural birth. Jesus shed his precious blood only for those who had been foreknown to God and those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. Amen and amen. Jesus could never redeem the devil's children, for they are not of God. They were simply predestinated to eternal damnation. Brothers and sisters, oh, what a glorious truth, and that which we could now understand. The world and the nominal Christian can never understand or never accept this part of predestination. We also see in another aspect Peter speaks about in the second chapter, verse 8, and even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they were appointed. Now, we need to understand, can the pot say, or can the pot be in dialogue with the potter? Like in the epistle of Jude, chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God unto lavishness. In the Bible, we have various scriptures supporting this. Let's talk about Judas, we talk about Cain, we talk about Pharaoh, Balaam. All these men had played their significant part as God's adversary in God's greatest plan of redemption, the story of redemption. And we see in the Bible, without them even realizing it is so, how can the pot say to the potter, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay to make one vessel unto honor and the other to dishonor? My brothers and sisters, these are the words that we see that God has used his will to fulfill his glorious purpose of greater and the good of mankind. Like in Isaiah 45 verse 7, it says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He is the Lord that creates the light. He is the Lord that creates the darkness. He makes peace and he creates evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. It is for God's great plan of redemption, how he has called us out of this darkness, the most awesome darkness, gruesome darkness, calling us out of that into his marvelous light. My brothers and sisters, blessed are those eyes who see the truth and the ears that who are blessed in listening to his profound scriptures. We see further, if this gospel, if this truth of this gospel, it is hid from those that are lost. Jesus says, I thank thee, O Father, O Lord of heaven and earth, for thou hast hid these things from the eyes of the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. This blessed gospel is therefore revealed one to his elected ones. God hid his truth from unbelievers. We must recognize that the Lord says, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He also says, the scripture in Isaiah 53, it says, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. It is we who are healed, who believe, who are elected, who are called for this purpose. You know, there are so many things that we could simply speak forth and gather the truth to the glory of His name. The Bible says, even Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verse 16, it is not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. For God saith unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. God had declared, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Even before the two children were born from their mother's womb, not having done neither good nor evil, that only proves God's election to us. Glory to God. Amen. Now we just look into this aspect as we build our faith, as we intercede with the Holy Ghost, as God leads us through His Spirit. It so says, only God's elected few will be able to receive the full understanding of the mysteries in the Scriptures. Others who are not will simply continue to hold on to man-made dogmas, creeds, rituals, and religious tradition to merit their own salvation. In vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines and the commandments of men. We also see the prophet of this generation endorsed this teaching on predestination. It is hard among the congregation, and it's very difficult for them to accept this teaching in the way that God has stated in the Bible. I thank thee, Father, because many of the things and so many of the wonderful mysteries, Lord, it is hid from the wise and the prudent, but you have revealed unto the babes. We thank you for giving us this comforter whereby we can intercede and walk in obedience and in the light of your word. Blessed be your name, O Lord. O Father of all mercies, cover us with your grace. Fill us with your wisdom and let your word be always a tower of righteousness for us. We thank you and we praise you and we exalt you because all good things come from you. Blessing and honor and power and praise be unto you now and forever. Amen and amen. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Blessed be his name.